Hello, my name is Glenn. I will be the narrator of this story. This story takes place between several people. The people will be introduced as they come into play in the story. Please enjoy. A girl whose name is Betty is sitting on the curb next to her boyfriend, Paul. Betty says,
Paul, I don't know how to say this. I am so confused. See, there's this other guy I like. He's really cute. He has blue eyes, a handsome face, and a wonderful smile. Paul, what I'm trying to say is, I think I'm in love with him.
Paul says,
So, Betty, are you trying to tell me that you want to break our engagement? If you are, then I have nothing further to say to you. I don't appreciate this at all. I thought you said we would stick together no matter what. And then you go and fall in love with some other guy. You disgust me.
No, Paul. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. I'm only telling you so that you will know. I would actually like your help. I would like you to help me turn him down. You see, he asked me out yesterday. I told him that I would have to think about it. He said that he would meet me at Starbucks at 5 o'clock.
The clock across the street shows 5:45 p.m.
Okay, I guess I'll help you, under one condition, that you promise to stay away from other guys in the future. I don't mind if you fantasize about others, or look at others, or even flirt with others, but don't break my trust again like that. That isn't cool and I don't appreciate that. Are we agreed?
Yes, we are. Thank you so much, Paul. I love you.
So, as you might have guessed, Paul and Betty lived happily ever after. They went to Starbucks where they found the guy whose name was Bill. As politely as they could, they told him that they were sorry, but Betty was already taken and could not be with Bill. Bill was most disappointed. That was until he found a great girl by the name of Wendy that he is now happily married to. As for Paul and Betty, they now have two children. They talk and laugh about that incident 5 years ago, and both of them are secure in the knowledge that neither of them will ever be that foolish. The end. I hope you enjoyed this story. It probably should have been longer, but I didn't know until I started working on this story just how much work it is, switching all the voices, writing out all the text, and correcting it to make sure it sounds good. All in all, this file will probably be around 5 minutes long, but it has taken me about 45 minutes to make this file. I'll make a longer one in the future. This file and the story contained within is copyright by James Ashton Dean, 2005. All rights reserved.